Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday, October 23rd. We're back with you, awake, energetic. Right, Jen?
Yep.
Did you get some sleep last night?
I did.
So did I. I put in 7 hours, believe it or not.
Wow, that's a lot for you.
Feeling really rested. I know. It's a great thing, actually, to get some sleep. And I enjoy sleeping. Don't get me wrong. It's just that it's hard for me to turn myself off at night. So how are you?
Great.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yes.
Sounds good. Big plans, probably, right?
Yep.
That you'll tell us about on Monday,
yep.
Right? You have to tease us, right?
Sure.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to a relaxing weekend, as always. And, so I have something to look forward to. I'm not really supposed to talk about this, the guy told me, but you know who I met with yesterday? It was Rocky, the quit smoking guy.
Uh-huh.
That we had on the show. And for those of you who don't know or didn't hear, a couple weeks ago we had a gentleman here named Rocky Rosen. And he claims that he can make anybody quit smoking in 3 days. So it sounded good and stuff. And I just expressed some interest in that. And since then he's been after me persistently, really not giving me a chance to bail out of this thing.
That's good that he did that. He obviously knew you needed it.
Right. And he's dedicated to this. And, you know, I try not to dig too much into the motive. I mean, obviously, it's his business. And he probably knows that when he works with smokers, you have to push them, you know, because it's not like they're ever ready. So we finally made a time, and he came here last night, and we talked. And, of course, he makes a lot of sense. And so we'll see. But he said, you know, don't tell anybody. Don't make it public because then if you don't go through with it, then you look like a loser or something. But I figured it's not like I'm putting it out there so it'll help me in any way or make me commit to it. I just want to let people know that, you know, these are the struggles that people go through.
Yeah.
You know, so and if I don't, I'm not going to see myself as a loser if I don't do it. But, you know, he said something that makes a lot of sense. He says, look, you're going to quit smoking. It's just the question is, do you want to do it when you're still feeling good or when you're sick?
That makes a lot of sense.
Right? And he had me watch a video on YouTube that I couldn't bear watching.
I'm just sure.
Because they slice open like lungs and things like that to show you what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very squeamish with that stuff. So I can't really watch that.
Did it impact you, though, in the way that he meant for it to?
Well, I didn't really watch the whole thing. I only watched a few seconds of it. And I thought, I don't really think I want to see this. But I knew where it was going.
Right.
But he did show me a picture when he was here of this guy, a young guy with his daughter and everything, looking healthy, smiling, everything. Then he shows me another picture of them 3 weeks later. The guy looks like a skeleton. I mean, he's in the hospital, like, looking like an alien almost.
Why? What happened?
He didn't say. I didn't get into it, but I imagine something happened to him from smoking. You know, I mean, that was the message.
Like there. Cancer or something?
Or yeah, probably, or something like that that really hit him right away.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's like I never knew something can happen that quickly, but it was a memorably scary shot.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think the plan is to scare you into quitting smoking, but more to understand what you're doing, you know. And so, you know, on the one hand, you wonder, you know, does it really take logic to, or is logic enough to make someone quit smoking, you know? But I think if you're halfway intelligent, it's hard to rationalize it to yourself anymore.
Yeah.
You know, to continue doing that.
Unless you just don't care.
No, but I do care.
Right. But I'm just saying the general you. So,
right,
like,
yeah.
Unless you just don't care about yourself and your future or right. the people around you losing you possibly.
Right.
You know.
Which is a consideration.
Right. And there are people that just don't.
Right.
And they do what they want to do and they say, c'est la vie, and it'll, you know. So.
Right.
I mean, I think about that in terms of, like, pregnant women that drink.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just not even that, but like anything you can put yourself in harm's way of, mm-hmm. why would you do that to yourself?
Right, exactly.
It's your choice.
Right.
And like, I mean,
it's a choice.
The reason the whole pregnancy thing came up was because, I mean, all my friends are in that age range where it's like starting to get engaged, starting to get married, thinking about when to have their first child, and that we all want to do it together so none of us will drink around each other.
Yeah.
And I get that people do that and plan for it at the same time because it's less tempting to want to drink if everyone else isn't. But I'm like, you know what? I get it. They say you can have like a glass of wine a week or one, you know, every so often, and it won't do that much to the baby. But what if you do drink however many times you do during your 9-month pregnancy, and then something, God forbid, happens to your child? How can you not blame yourself the rest of your life?
Right. It would be
that would be a thing I couldn't live with.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because it was a choice.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I have the ability to say no to something and, you know, make a positive decision that has less negative outcome, I would do that.
Yeah.
Because it's in my control. Everything else you can't control. I mean, the baby could still, let's say, be born with whatever kinds of issues it may have, God forbid again. But if I could, like, avoid any of the ones I could cause myself, I would definitely do that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be stuck with that for the rest of your life, you know, in any way. And so that's why. But here you're risking another person. You know, when you're smoking, you're not. But you're right. You're risking, you know, taking away your own life, which is going to impact your family.
Right.
And that's not fair.
No.
So, and, you know, and he also asked me another, you know, he said, list all the reasons why you want to quit. And I said, it's also not compatible with me, with who I see myself as. And what I mean by this is that, you know, when they show you like statistics and everything, they show that it's usually less educated people, less modern countries where there's a lot of smoking going on. So obviously, you know, in places where people are smarter or more aware or more educated, there's less smoking. And I'm thinking, I'm all of these things. Why am I still smoking, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously something that's been with you from the age of 13 that's like your best friend is hard to kick. But eventually, I think you have to make that decision.
What about replacing it with, like, a new habit?
Yeah, well, I was thinking that, too. But this time, I'm going to let him dictate how I do it, you know, because his method works.
So how often do you see him? What's the next step?
Well, it's going to be 3 straight days. So I saw him last night. Today, we're busy. But then probably Saturday and Sunday or something. And then we'll see what happens, you know. But I got to follow a lot of the notes and all that stuff. So we'll see. The only thing is I'm not... The only thing that concerns me is I didn't really have time to sit and make that choice yet, you know. But I think you're never really ready. So we'll see what happens. But at least I know that whatever I learn, you can't take that away from me, you know. Just like that video, I started watching that. And those are things that you can't forget.
Yeah.
You know. When they show you those people with a hole in their throat where they have to...
Gross.
Yeah, that's very gross. So all these things, how can you make a choice like that, you know? And he says...
Well, that's why it's logic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I can't like justify to myself being a pretty logical person how to do this. But the fact is that we don't even think about it. We just do it absentmindedly and... then we're faced with the consequences, you know. So, I think it's enough. I think it's enough. Since the age of 13, that's a long time. And all I am is grateful every day that I've lasted this long.
Well, if that's the case, then why would you then smoke again?
Why would you smoke again? Because, you see, it's not just about logic. And that's the thing. I mean, it's an addiction. And whether you admit it or not, you're addicted. And you have to understand that, you know, it's not so much about approaching this like a alcoholism or drug use and things like that. Because with those, you get something out of it. You know, I mean, you drink, you get a buzz, you do this, you do that. But with smoking, it's just because all you're doing is you're relieving your discomfort. You know, when the nicotine level goes down, he says within an hour it's gone. So you have to you have to light another one. And then it's so he says essentially what it is that it's not really giving you pleasure. It's not like pleasure like, I don't know, like an orgasm or something, you know, or like being really happy, getting married, whatever. And he says it's not that kind of pleasure, right? And I said, yeah. He says you just it's like scratching an itch. It's like taking aspirin for your headache. You just want to feel better, but you're not. It doesn't give you any pleasure or anything. So, you know, it's sort of like a relief thing. So, you know, you sit there and you start thinking about all this. And the reason I'm talking about it is to give message to people out there, because I know once I succeed, I'm going to send a lot of people his way. And, you know, hopefully it works. And his method is different, you know. It's not like stop smoking. He says don't throw away your cigarettes, don't do this. Because I think he comes from a place where you have to make that conscious decision. Right. That even when cigarettes are around you, you're not going to smoke. So anyway, so that's that. So I'll report after the weekend.
Great.
And we'll see where
can't
we stand.
Wait to hear.
But I'm not going to feel like a loser if I don't get through with it, because I know that that the direction I'm going is quitting smoking.
Great.
So, yeah. Anyway, so I got to see you post on your last Two Drunk Girls, and I didn't get to watch it, but you were talking about Gwen Stefani or something.
Mm-hmm.
How? Why did that come up out of all the celebrities and stuff?
Because she's in the news.
She is?
Yeah.
For what?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I guess that's where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, everybody out there should go and watch the video. Sam, if you saw it, why didn't you just watch the 3-minute
video?
No,
I didn't see it. I saw the post for it.
It's only a 3-minute video.
No, I know. It's a post. I saw the post and you said...
Click
the link and then click another link.
Just click one link.
Seemed too much.
One link, 3 minutes. That's all it is.
But I will watch it. No, I mean, great. I've watched most of your episodes.
It's lovely. Just, this episode is about Gwen Stefani's new song, which we also talked about on our radio show the other day. It's called Used to Love You.
Uh-huh.
She just released it, which is why it's in the news, because it came out on Sunday. And it's about her relationship with Gavin Rossdale and about, I guess, the demise of it.
Yeah.
So she was singing about how she used to love him and very personal details about their relationship, which are up for speculation, because you're like, well, what did you mean by that? That sounds like you're implying he cheated, or that he did all these things, or why did you stay with him for 13 years then? Or how is this a surprise? Also, they had released a statement in August saying that they were going to co-parent in a happy and healthy environment.
So they just split up, or was it a while ago?
No, in August.
In August, okay.
Yeah. So...
And she's already got a song about it.
Right. 2 months later, after saying you were going to co-parent in a happy and healthy environment. Well, I don't see that happening for your poor 3 kids when you're writing bad, like, mean songs about your husband, your ex-husband.
Yeah.
So that's what we were talking about. Basically, we just don't agree with that practice and find you to be a big, fat hypocrite.
Yeah. Now, I think, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking that... Did she start dating somebody else or something now? Or is she seeing anybody?
Why?
I don't know. I think I saw an article or something.
Are you just curious about her date?
No, I'm just curious. Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what she's doing with her dating.
Oh, okay.
She's been linked to Blake Shelton, but I have no idea if that's a real thing or not. But they work on The Voice together.
Right.
I have no idea. I just, we're bothered by the song.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so it was the song, actually, that brought it up, not the fact that they were splitting up or anything.
No, because that happened in August.
Right. Okay,
So it's about the song called Used to Love You or whatever, which is why we said, Gwen, we used to love you.
Right. So, okay, so, I mean, obviously it impacted you if you decided to devote a show to that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we try and talk about things that are happening in the news, so
right.
We're joining the conversation.
Right.
And we obviously have opinions about things, so...
What's your opinion about Kate Hudson and what's his name from that group, the Jonas or something?
Nick Jonas.
Yeah. And he's like, 13 years younger than her or something? I think they were saying she's 36 and he's about 23 or something.
Yeah. I mean, is that confirmed that it's a relationship?
I don't know. I mean, I just saw headlines, you know, of them dating, and I thought, I guess women these days are looking for younger me too. I don't know.
We had talked about it on our radio show, Lauren and I, but I don't know that it's confirmed. Also, if that's what they want to do, it's not the first relationship that's happened like that.
That's true.
She's also, I think, been married twice, has her kids, so she's probably just going to have fun now.
Right. I just try to figure out, I guess people can't connect with 20-year-olds. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, 23.
I mean, they connect in some way. They're probably right. Not having the most meaningful, like, substantive, like, relationship, but it's...
Yeah, it usually doesn't last. But yeah, like you said, she's probably having fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's no skin off either of their backs.
Yeah, she's not concerned with starting a family and all that stuff.
No,
yeah.
Her clock is not ticking at this point. Right. He has plenty of years left to find also the one and get married. So
right. I just didn't realize she was still that young because she seems to have been around for many years, and she's 36. So yeah. That's pretty cool. So she started early, I guess, her fame. How's her mom doing? I mean, she's not in the news anymore, right? She's gotten up there.
I saw a picture of her on Instagram actually yesterday, her and Kurt Russell, just like relationship goals. They've been together forever, and they're great.
They have, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. See, those are soulmates, right?
I don't know.
It's like, you know, you find someone that completes you forever, and you can't imagine yourself with anybody else.
I don't believe in the completing part of that right. sentence, but I do think that there are two people that sometimes are ready and willing to make something work more than other people at the time they meet.
Right. So let's say not complete, but compliment. How is that?
I don't know that I would say that either.
No?
No, because I think that everyone should be a whole person on their own.
No, I know. And we discussed that and right. everything. But I just think by saying compliment, it's they're...
I think they're probably both... in the same mindset as far as what they need to do to make it work, and they want to make it work. I think right. they're, you know, every relationship, it takes two things, the will to make it work and actually making it work.
Yeah.
Like, or wanting to and actually doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess by complimenting, I think I mean like they're enhancing who you are, who you already are, you know.
Sure.
With them. I think you have to become buddies, you know.
I think that's the cherry on top. I think the first two things, though, are wanting to make it work mm-hmm. and doing it.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows what their story is. Maybe one day Lauren and I could interview them. But, yeah. Like, secrets of how they make it work would be great.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, so you wonder sometimes about some couples if they really have to work hard. But maybe some have to work on it harder than others, you know. But I think... probably it always involves some kind of like an investment on your part.
Of course it does.
Right? Yeah, it doesn't happen just naturally, I guess. I don't know. People are marrying for love now. They didn't used to marry for love. They used to marry for a million other things, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So that's a modern thing that we have. But so maybe that's why sometimes it doesn't work. But when people don't love each other and then they look for it. They look for love and they don't find it. I guess way back when, they didn't look for love, so it didn't bother them if it wasn't there in the first place, you know. If they married, like, you know, you would marry a princess to improve the relationships with another country or something, you know.
Yeah.
The kings would get together or something.
Yeah.
Or families arranged marriages and things like that.
Well, marriages were for a function.
Yeah,
exactly. Now it's a different story. The problem with now is that people fall out of love. So if you marry for love and then you fall out of love and don't work at it and try and stay in love, that's when the relationship ends.
Right.
Versus in the past, when people didn't even marry for love in the first place, the love grew. And ultimately, the goal was to like either co-parent or one person, you know, brought home the bacon, the other person cooked the dinners. Like you had very specific roles. It was like a job.
Right. Yeah. My question is, do you think that I forget what I want to say. But it'll come back to me in a moment. Anyway, so much for relationships, you know. I think people... Okay. What I wanted to ask you is, I mean, if someone falls out of love, if you stop loving somebody, does working on it really going to... Is it going to help? If you work on it, if you say to yourself, look, I should stay with them and everything, it still doesn't make you love them again.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes you fall back in love, or you remember why you loved them in the first place.
It could, but you know. But at the same time, I think you fall out of love. You fall out of love. You know. I mean.
Well, that's your perspective on it. I mean,
It is. That's all
I'm saying. You can try and find it again. I think there are things you can do. I think there's therapy and all kinds of counseling. It's happened before. People have gotten divorced and gotten back together even. So
well, that's true, but I don't know if it's love necessarily, Jen. I mean, you're talking about like working hard at it, going to therapy, all that stuff. I don't see how that can improve like spontaneous love. You know, I mean, if you have to work
on
it.
Well, because spontaneous love isn't real love then.
Why?
Because if it's spontaneous, that's probably lust.
No, I'm not saying it's limited in time. I'm just saying it's spontaneous by saying that I don't have to think about it. I just simply love that person. I'm in love with them.
Well, that's why relationships take work.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, at what point you're saying, this is too much work. I don't love that person. And
after you've exhausted all your options and tried everything to make it work, then you can say
but
that.
I think you're confusing love with making the relationship work.
I think you're confusing what making it work means.
Okay, to me, making it work means that you, let's say that you try to make the relationship work again. All right.
Okay, you're using description in the definition.
Okay.
I mean, the same word. So what do you mean by making it work?
Making it work meaning coming to terms with each other, connecting, working together. Okay.
Working together. What does that mean?
Cooperating. In other words, working towards the same goal of fixing the relationship.
But how would you fix the relationship?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, so you'd go to therapy and you do all that, but the relationship is separate from the love you feel for somebody. I mean, in other words, look, I mean, in my case, I fell out of love with, you know, let's say in a relationship, I'm not going to describe it. So I fell out of love, but then I decided to continue the relationship for reasons that were not love.
Uh-huh.
You know,
but did you try and fall back in love?
Yeah, I really wanted to.
But did you try? Wanting to and trying?
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by spontaneous. Do you have to try to love someone? Or do you just meet them and you go, wow, I'm in love with them?
No.
I don't have to work hard at it.
Yes, you do. You have to work hard at everything.
To be in love with them?
Yes, because that's something that you have to maintain. It's not easy to love somebody every day. That's called unconditional love. Like, you work at it. Okay, I'll continue.
It's still not love, though.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Maybe we should recommend some books for you. So,
no, because
sometimes people take things
feeling.
For granted. Okay, yeah. So then they take things for granted. They grow resentment. They are no longer attracted to somebody because of all these other things that they're logically thinking. So you fall out of love. However, there were things you loved about the person before.
Right.
So because you have removed yourself so far from those things, because let's say it's been years, you forget. However, if you make a point of going on dates or rediscovering things about the person or finding new reasons you love them or not being, I'm sorry, I think it's lazy to fall out of love and stay out of love if you're married. Mm. I think you have to go the extra mile. I think there is the counseling. I think you have to exhaust all your options. You need to go on vacation, just you two. You need to.
Yeah, but how do you put a feeling there that's not there anymore?
You grow it. You figure out if it can come back. But you have to actually try and figure it out. You have to go do these things.
Yeah.
You have to treat it like you're dating again. You have to treat it like you're falling in love. If you walk the walk, maybe it'll happen. I think you have to try.
Right. But, okay, so let me ask you this.
And I think that it can come back because it's happened many times.
To whom?
To the people out there that have written books about the fact that it's come back or that you see people get divorced and then get remarried again.
Right, which is what I did. We didn't really get remarried. We just moved back together for 3 years. But, it didn't change. I didn't love her anymore.
Well, that's you guys, and that's fine if that's
the
case.
No, but that's what I'm saying is we worked on making it work, but, and, you know, what does it mean making it work? Making it last? So we did. But there was no love there anymore.
Well, that's okay. That's you guys. So maybe there wasn't, but then there are these other situations.
So us guys. I mean, I'm not, obviously not making generalizations.
You were when you were saying that when you fall out of love, you fall out of love.
Okay. So I'll say when I fall out of love. Okay.
Great. But then there are the people in the world that have broken up and gotten back together because they don't want to be apart. I mean, you see people all the time that don't even have kids that get back together. So it's not like they're doing it because they have kids.
Right. But they do have a certain connection, maybe.
Maybe.
Or something, yeah. Yeah. There's got to be something there, you know. I don't know. It's like, to me, falling out of love is like losing interest. And then my question is, why would I even work on it? To be with someone that I have to work so much on loving when I can free myself to find somebody who it's just going to come naturally, you know?
But then what about, like, falling out of love with that person?
Well, maybe it will happen, maybe it won't. It doesn't mean that you will.
But that's also, I mean...
It's a different person.
I believe in when you take vows that you're for better or for worse.
Right. Okay, that's fine. But it doesn't have to do with love, I think.
I think
you
that...
You can't promise to someone, I'm going to love you forever.
You can't, but you can sure try.
Yeah, you can try.
So that's all I'm saying. Because, I mean... There's a high divorce rate these days because of exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Because people are also way quicker to quit.
Right.
Because then they just move on.
Okay, but yeah.
And that's fine for people, but that's not the relationship I would want. It's not like I would hope that the person I'm with is on the same page, which is why some people stay together longer than others. And we all ask about the secret. Maybe the secret is that they want to stay together. Mm-hmm. The ultimate goal is staying together.
Right.
So they'll do everything in their power to do that.
Exactly. But that's the key. You have to want to.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So I guess I think we made a couple points of all this. All right. Let's see. There's a monster hurricane approaching Mexico.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
You sure did.
And they call it Hurricane Patricia. And they're saying it's the strongest hurricane. It's going to be the strongest hurricane in history.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's scary.
It's very scary, Jen, and it's not too far from us either. Although we never get hurricanes here, but I mean, if it's approaching Mexico, my God, you know.
That's scary. My mom is actually going on a cruise tomorrow for a week. Thankfully, she's going in the Eastern Caribbean and not Mexico.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on the other side of Mexico, actually. But yeah, this is going to be on the West Coast. But God knows, I mean, they're not giving any warnings to California. But
well, because it's going east.
Right.
It's going over Mexico
toward
land, which is unfortunate for like all those states that it may hit. But hopefully Mexico slows it down.
Yeah, I know. Let them take all the brunt of it. Is that what
you're
saying?
No, I mean, I feel bad.
Once it hits landfall, it's probably going to like relax.
I mean, it would be nice to give like Louisiana a break.
Yeah.
Considering that they got slammed.
They got
Texas had like their hurricane and also the oil spills. Like,
and then North Carolina, right? Or South Carolina,
yeah,
was it?
I mean, yeah. I don't know that it's going to even get that far at that point. Right. It'll be rain, but but let's give those states a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not up to us, unfortunately.
No.
We just have to live with whatever's going to happen.
Did you read much into Hillary's hearing yesterday?
I did not. I'm ashamed to say I didn't have much time to read into that, and I probably will in today's paper. But did you? I mean, did you follow it? Did you watch it?
I just read the information on CNN about it. But, I mean, apparently she did a great job and kept her cool. And a lot of people are saying, like, well, that's what you would want in a president. She acted presidential.
Really?
She was the calmest one in the room. They went after her for 11 hours.
Yeah. And it was all Republicans too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, so that had to help her because with Biden out of the race and now, you know. So, I mean, I'd really like to read about this to hear what she said because, you know, she may have been sitting there confident and everything. But I don't know what she said. I'm sure if there was a big deal, they would have made a big headline out of it. So,
well, I mean, the one on CNN is 11 hours, 11 takeaways from Benghazi hearing.
Right.
So I think that's a fairly good article to read because it summarizes everything quite well.
Right. But it's not like there's a...
No, she's not running anymore. Like, there's nothing that, like, drastically came out of it.
Exactly. Nothing that merited a big headline that... oh, we got her or something.
Right.
Know? Yeah. Oh, look, there's a headline here that says smoking is linked to chronic pain. Wow, maybe my mom should check this out. Anyway, okay, so that's that. So with Benghazi, yeah, I don't know. So what happens with all these accusations and these this information they found out? I mean, what is that like suddenly not a big deal anymore? I don't understand. So maybe Monday I'll be able to speak more intelligently about it and we'll know what's going on.
I think it's very interesting.
Yeah. So now Donald Trump is insulting the Iowans. And I guess you retweeted a tweet that that talked about that really is disparaging to people from Iowa.
What did he say?
He said, well, apparently what happened is, I guess there was a poll that showed him behind Ben Carson in Iowa. So somebody tweeted and then he tweeted back saying, Ben Carson is now leading in the polls in Iowa. Too much Monsanto in the corn creates issues in the brain. Now, Monsanto is a company that makes pesticide and stuff. So he was referring to them being farmers or
right.
whatever, and that it damages their brain.
Right. He's yeah. offensive.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, he speaks like a comedian and not like a president.
Yeah.
I mean, I true. Would say something like that, and yeah. I would offend most people, but I'm not running for president.
Exactly.
So it doesn't
exactly.
matter if I'm offensive.
Right. So the big question remains, how does he still lead in the polls? You know, in most polls he's leading. So, you know, I don't know. Like I said before, at the beginning he seemed to make sense. I read his book that he wrote a couple years ago. Now there's a new book coming out. I don't know if I'll read that one, but maybe it's just interesting to see what he has to say today. But even what he had to say 4 years ago sounded made a lot of sense to me. But, you know, when you see him in action, yeah, he's not presidential. He's not. He's insulting to everybody. I thought he sort of like mellowed out a little bit, but he continues. And he even described it in his book. He said, when someone disparages me or whatever, I come back twice as hard.
And I'm sorry, but that is embarrassing as an adult man that is
That's
trying
true.
To run the country.
That's what a kid would do.
Right. Like how childish. I'm right. I can't all we're all forgetting the fights he's had with Rosie O'Donnell, with these people that it doesn't like sit well to me to have our president be such a child.
Right.
I don't behave that way.
Right.
I mean, and no one I know around me behaves that way. Or that I guess they wouldn't be around me, but I wouldn't also request that person to be my president.
Yeah. I know. And apparently, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, the only way I can explain this is voter anger, you know, at the way the government is today. And
they need
they're
other
going
things.
For the extreme. Exactly. But the thing is, you don't vote out of anger.
No, you need to actually vote because that person's going to be a better president.
Right. And to lead, you know. And I happen to think that, you know, I'm still looking for that change and hope that Obama promised. But, you know, so we'll see, you know, but people make promises, you put them up there, and, you know, you don't know that they're going to be able to bridge the gap. I do think it's very important that the next president can address racism and things like that and actually bridge this huge gap between whites and blacks.
It would be nice if we didn't have internal issues in our own country, especially since we have so many foreign. Right. Like, one of these things needs to resolve.
Right. Well, yeah. It's easy to say, but you're dealing with 350 million people. Everybody's
right.
pulling in different directions.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Donald Trump is not going to win. And what scares me is that if he wins if he becomes the Republican candidate, then there's no way he's going to win against Hillary.
I don't think he's going to make it that far.
No, so he's going to steal votes from other Republicans who could beat her, and that's going to be a not very good thing unless he gets behind somebody.
He's going to slip up even more than he already has. Something's going to happen where he just vanishes.
Yeah,
but
puts his foot in his mouth constantly.
Yeah, so I'm sure one thing he'll say at some point will resonate with more people, or it'll be small things he says, small little like time bombs, basically, where he'll just offend everybody at some point.
Yeah, I mean, he alienated me and he didn't really offend me or anything, but I just feel that he doesn't have what it takes. And I think people are going with who they know, you know, and celebrities. I mean, look how easily Arnold Schwarzenegger won the governorship here, you know. He wasn't necessarily the best qualified, but people knew him. And they fall for that. But, you know, I mean, if Hillary Clinton, she just, if she becomes a little more, I don't know, she seems to be directing her, you know, her words, everything towards Democrats only. But like I said, again, you got to be able to reach everybody. So we'll see what happens. You know, I used to like her, but lately she's done things that are not in line with what I believe. And I don't agree with her. And that creates a problem.
Well, I think people judge her very harshly. I mean, that's fine if they do. I think, like, in terms of, like, things she said in, like, 2013, like, so what does that matter? Like, as far as her emails about Benghazi and like, her server and things like that. So, like, she's quoted as saying, so what does that matter? But how about the fact that Donald Trump runs his mouth saying offensive things to most people? Like, yeah. And we are commenting on it, but he's still in the, like, high up in the polls. I mean, I guess it just depends, like, what your priorities are as a Republican versus what they are as a Democrat, and what you say that alienates certain people versus other people. But I don't know.
Yeah, apparently there's some rifts in the Republican Party because Paul Ryan, who's been recommended to run for the Speaker, he says, I'm only going to do this if we can unite all the factions we have and actually think and get behind the same thing. And it makes sense, you know. I mean, in order to be strong, you got to be together. And when you start having inside infighting, it just weakens you.
Right. I think that's great that he's making demands.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's a good Speaker of the House.
Yeah. If he can be a good leader, then maybe he'll be able to accomplish that. And then we'll see. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, you know.
There's a lot of changes coming.
It changes, yeah. And, I mean, the polls are changing constantly. If you noticed, I mean, it's like somebody rises, then they disappear. The next person rises, then they disappear, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
Like Fiorina, where is she now? You know, don't hear anything from her. And
when are they going to start really campaigning?
They are.
No, but, like, I mean, we've had the debates, but, like, I haven't seen commercials. I haven't seen that much.
The primaries are coming up. I'm like embarrassed to say. I don't know when the primaries are going to be. Probably in a few months. I mean, you know, I thought January, but maybe it's going to be March. So I don't know. But that's when it's going to start, when it gets closer, I guess, or something. Or do they not even run ads before the general election starts? I don't know. But
no, I don't know. I think they do before the primaries, because I just remember all those years seeing, like, vote no on this, vote yes on that. Like, they start pretty early on.
Right. Yeah, but those are, like, the propositions and things like that.
Oh,
yeah,
those. They're confusing.
I know. What do you think about Jerry Brown signing the right to die thing? Do you go with that? I mean,
I don't know anything about it.
Assisted suicide is what they're talking about. The
yes.
right to die. You know, if you're very sick, you have a terminal illness, and you want to end your life. So California has become, I don't know, third or I don't know how many states already that recognize that. So
that recognize your ability to do that? They say, yes, you can.
Right. It's legal.
Great. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I think I'm too, you know. And he said the reason he did this is he says, I pictured myself, you know, in a position where I'm too ill, I'm a burden on everybody, and I don't want to live anymore. And
why shouldn't you be able to decide if you also give somebody the opportunity to, like, do not resuscitate you? Right. Or, like, you give, you know, somebody in your family has, like, legal power over you. to make decisions on your deathbed. Well, if you're, you know, your deathbed is coming, why can't you personally make that decision?
Right, exactly. But there's, you know, some people would say it's not in our hands to decide, you know, to take a life.
But it's in somebody else's hands. Let's say Lamar and Chloe, for instance, they were still married. So if she had the decision to pull the plug because he was in such bad shape, I mean,
no, I don't mean the person would have the choice. I just mean that we don't get to choose when we die.
No, but you know? It's not just like, ugh, today I hate life, I'm going to go sign up for death.
Right.
It's not that. I'm sure there's criteria involved, which is you have a fatal situation or chronic illness. Like,
right, and you're in constant pain all the time.
Right. I'm guessing it has to be like...
And you know it's not going to get better.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, I totally agree, and I can see that. I'm just wondering if we're really interfering with the universe by doing that.
I mean, people take their own lives every day.
That's true. But that doesn't make it right, you know. And I don't know if there's a... If we have to be accountable for our lives in the next life, then it's going to be kind of tough to explain suicide. But, you know, I don't know. I still am on the fence as far as what happens after we die. But
so are you not for this law that was
no,
passed?
No, I am. I am. And I was just giving you the other argument about it. And because it's something that I think about, you know, I mean, do we have the right really to take a life? I mean, we're taking a shortcut here, you know, because if it's in your destiny to suffer like that, then, you know, you're interfering with your destiny. But again, that comes to a spiritual thing and everything. And the bottom line is you have to deal with your pain all the time.
Right. And I mean, we do put dogs down and cats and animals.
Yeah, we do. But then, because we're okay with killing animals.
Well, I mean, then if you talk to, like, animal rights activists, I'm sure they have an opinion of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on your views on everything,
right?
Really.
Right.
If you're spiritual, if you believe in, you know, not even killing animals, and I don't know.
Right. And
there's
if you're
a lot
religious or you're an atheist, and all that changes, of course, yeah. And that's why we have, but we only have two political parties here that are significant. And so that doesn't leave us a lot of room for, like, different opinions and things like that. So it's either right or left. There's not much gray in between.
No, but you did say something about the fact that, like, you know, it's not in your destiny to decide, you know, to pull the plug early on. And, like, it might be that you're supposed to suffer.
Right.
But what about the fact that maybe it was in our destiny for them to sign this and that happened? Like, where does that come into play?
Yeah.
It was meant to be that they signed it, because they signed it. So maybe that changes our destiny. Maybe now that was okay in the state of California. All of Californians, our destiny has changed.
Yeah,
was maybe meant to be.
Yeah, that's if you believe the destiny changes, you know. But
Either way, then this was a path, and it was set that.
Yeah,
they were going to pass this law, and that was going to be what was going to be. And now the people that might have suffered in the future actually don't have to now.
Yeah. You see, I totally don't believe there's a preordained destiny. I think we have a lot of forks on the road, and we decide which way to go. The result is going to be there depending on what on which road you take in that fork. But as far as the choice of which way to go, that's ours, you know. So that's why I believe we have freedom of choice, but within a framework. You know,
right.
So in other words, you have the choice of sticking your finger in the socket, but you don't have a choice over the consequences of it.
Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, do you think we have like a do you think our the day we die is predetermined? In other words,
yeah.
Do you think really you
yeah.
believe that?
That's why I feel like some people have nine lives and some people, you know, die early. Like, it is what it is. I think that, I mean, there's probably many times where, like, I could have been in a car accident, but I didn't.
Right.
And so, because I'm not meant to go yet. Which is why I very much am like, when I get on a plane, I'm like, if it's going to be now, it's going to be now.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, that's one view of it is I'm not meant to go. You can also say, well, I was just lucky this time.
I don't necessarily believe in luck.
Because not everything that happens It's I'm kind of getting too complicated into this. I don't confuse myself. Oh, man. Did you hear about the 40-year-old girl in New Mexico that got killed from road rage?
Nope.
There was a shooting, I guess, her father in the car. Someone cut in front of him, and he called him a fucking idiot. So the other guy pulled up, pulled out a gun, and fired and killed the 4-year-old girl in the car.
And that's terrible.
That's extremely terrible. And it just shows you that, man, it's not worth it on the road. You know, I used to rage on the road, and in the process, I realized I was risking my kids too. And especially if you have kids in the car, it's not an option, man. You can't get angry.
No.
You don't do this. Don't do it anyway, even if you're alone in the car. I mean, people are crazy, you know? They have guns out there. They have knives. They have whatever. And they just, you know, they go crazy.
I just don't understand why people put anybody in harm's way if they don't have to.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Who cares?
No, it's not worth it. But that's the thing. People are angry, you know. They don't even think about this.
Well, they need anger management.
I think, well, yeah, a lot of people have pent up anger. And then when something like this comes out, they're like, they explode.
Right. Well, they need help.
So they arrested the guy. He's being held on $650,000 cash only bond.
Yikes.
Yeah. You know what was cool? I saw a video this morning on YouTube, not YouTube, but Facebook. This guy had a GoPro camera on his helmet. He was riding a motorcycle, and he was at the intersection, so he was able to videotape everything. And there's a little cat right in the middle of the intersection, and all the cars are going around it. And, you know, it's just scared. You can see it's scared. It doesn't know what to do. So the motorcycle guy got off his bike and actually went and picked up the cat, took it to its owner who was standing on the sidewalk afraid to jump into the street, you know. So I thought, what a great video, you know, something to make you feel good.
Yeah.
You know.
That happened to me recently.
Really?
I was driving down Crescent Heights Boulevard, and it's like, you know, in the residential area, like one lane in each direction.
Yeah,
and it was packed because it was like, I don't know, afternoon time. And I saw a white fluffy dog, like a tiny one, walk in front of my car. And I stopped short, hoping nobody would rear end me. And the other side stopped too. And I went out and like got the dog and found the woman who was like barely even cared. Like she was like, oh, that's where he went. I'm like, oh, you don't even deserve a dog.
Yeah.
Yikes. I should have just taken the dog, but yeah, finders
that's
keepers.
That's endangerment. Yeah.
Yeah. So the dog went back to the owner. Who knows what happened after that? But
well, nice of you to do that.
Thanks.
That's very cool. Yeah.
I don't know if you downloaded the new iPhone iOS, but they finally updated emojis to have tacos and burritos and unicorns and spiders and things that they didn't have before.
Oh, wow.
Which people are very excited about because they've been saying, like, where the hell have these items been?
Yeah, I guess I needed a taco emoji there, right?
You did. Everyone does. There's, like, a Sherlock guy now. There's a whole bunch of things. Cheese. There didn't used to be cheese. There's hot dogs.
Wow.
These are the things
so you're familiar
about.
So you're familiar with the existing emoji. That's why you can tell the new ones, right?
Right.
Yeah. You see, I wouldn't even know. I mean, if they added it there. So you must have gone through all of them. I know you add a lot of like emojis and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like
a great way to express yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny too. You know, it's cool. I like when I like some of these emojis. They're cool.
They're so fun.
Yeah. All right, well, folks, this is it. Today is Friday. We're happy. Everybody have a great weekend. Be careful out there, and we'll see you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.